Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the 12th day of October, 2022. Folks, as we make our way through the next 7 days, we have some things to talk about, the first of which will have little effect on us, but you need to be aware of it, and that is Tropical Cyclone Carl over the Bay of Campeche this morning, extreme southwest Gulf of Mexico. Folks, not going to be a factor around here. It's going to be driven more to the south, and the reason for that will come up here in just a second, but will not be a factor for the state of Texas. So what is the factor? How about plenty of heat today? I expect temperatures into the mid-90s across the area, and some of that will be compressional heating due to a weak cold front due in the area about midnight tonight. So ahead of the front, we kind of caused the heating to peak up there. We get up in the mid-90s. Are we going to approach records today? No, the record out at Camp Mabry is 99. I don't expect us to be that warm. But nevertheless, it'll be a bit warmer today across the area. That front passing tonight, about the only sensible thing you'll see weather-wise is just a wind shift and a little drier air returning to the area after a little return of moisture over the last day or so. I expect a little bit milder temperature, still into the lower 90s, around 91 or 92 for tomorrow in the wake of that front. That front will wash out to our south, though, and return back northward as we go into late Friday and on into the weekend. Folks, as that occurs, we'll begin to see moisture levels go up once again, and we get ready for what I think is the big show. Now, I think Friday, Saturday, Sunday, highs around 90, little change from what we're seeing right now and over the next day or so. So the weekend, for the most part, looking good. But we need to watch Sunday into Monday. The models are increasingly consistent now about advertising a major change in our weather pattern across Texas, as a good chunk of a part of an upper-level disturbance moves across the area by late Sunday, Sunday night into Monday. That will reshape the upper-level winds in the atmosphere and allow the first real strong cold front of the season to move south sometime late Sunday, Sunday night, and early Monday. Folks, there'll be some moisture in place and an increasingly unstable atmosphere. And so one thing we're also seeing in the computer models is a pretty consistent signal that this will be a pretty good widespread and generous rain producer for South Central Texas. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center guidance is suggesting now about 1 to 2 inches of rain for Austin and for South Central Texas. That's one thing I'm not quite as sure about, but we need to watch it. In addition to the cooler air that moves in, and that'll start on Sunday night into Monday, Tuesday. We'll go from highs in the upper 80s to around 90 Sunday to highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s for early next week. And you noticed just a couple of minutes ago, I mentioned that most of that upper-level low-pressure area would pass to the east of us or northeast of us. A chunk of it's going to stay to the west. That is going to promote more of an overrunning pattern back in the cooler air. So rain chances, instead of ending with cold frontal passage late Sunday into Sunday night, are liable to linger back in the cooler air late Sunday night, Monday, Monday night, and Tuesday, at least early into the day, and that would account for those heavier rainfall totals that we're seeing both in manual as well as computer guidance for Austin and for South Central Texas. Increasingly confident that we're going to see much cooler temperatures. I think that's a really high confidence there. I think we'll see rain, pretty high confidence there. 1 to 2 inches of rain, we'll see. I'm not as confident about that. One thing I'm pretty confident about as well is this should kind of break the back of this summer heat across South Central Texas that we just have not been able to get rid of. So the good news is this will change the pattern. If we can really wet the ground, I can tell you that those 90-degree days will not return real quickly. But again, too early to call that at this stage. We'll just have to watch it pretty carefully. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 12th day of October 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast. That's on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.